Hi, my name is Karen Barraza, and you're listening to Between Dreams.
Well, welcome to the Between Dreams podcast. My name is Chris Ruggiero. Very excited that you are here. Very excited that you decided to click on this thing of all the things that you could click on the internet. You're here. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. An amazing story today. I'm very excited. Karen had a goal, had a dream. She declared it and then made it happen. And that's what this show is all about. People who are out there who have an amazing dream, and then they go do whatever it is that they have to do to make it happen. And I'm so excited that people have been sharing these stories and allowing you guys, the listeners, to hear these stories, get inspired, motivated, pumped up, and excited about life and ready to make things happen. So thank you again for listening. As always, you can subscribe to wherever you're listening, on the podcast app, in iTunes, on Stitcher, wherever you're listening, please subscribe, please leave a comment or rating or review, that'll help us out, and I'll talk to you a little bit more at the end about how you can help contribute to this show over at patreon.com/betweendreams. See, we need a little bit of help with this show. It's been taking a lot of time, effort, and money, so we're looking for some people to help make this possible to continue doing. If you're interested in helping that, we would love to have you over at patreon.com/betweendreams. You can see some more info about how you're able to contribute and help the show out over there. But the show will remain to be free. It will always be free for everyone to listen to. Patreon is just a good way for the people who can and are able to and are willing to help support to do so. So thank you again for listening. This is an amazing episode. We're going to get right into it. Thank you, Karen, for joining. Thank you for listening. Here we go. Let's do it.
I came to LA when I was 9. I'm actually from Mexico. I was born in Mexico, and I came when I was 9. I was kind of forced to come when I was 9 because my mom came like 7 months before me. Mm. And then I came to the States as an undocumented kid. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the easiest thing to do because I did it the way that a lot of people wouldn't do it, you know, crossing the border, walking the desert, and doing all that stuff. So,
wow.
So like, I understand when people are like, yeah, it's really hard to adjust, because I was like, yeah, it really is, because, like, my entire family is in Mexico, and when you go from, like, having a huge family and being surrounded by your cousins and being surrounded as a kid,
yeah,
and then coming to a new country, and it's just you and your mom, and you don't speak the language, you don't know what's going on, like, you're basically feel like you don't belong.
Yeah.
And it was tough because I that's not where I wanted to be, you know what
right.
I mean? And then growing up, it just kind of, it took a long time. When I was 12, I went back. Mm. And then when I was 15, I also went back. But when I went back, I also felt like I didn't belong over there.
Right.
So then it was really tough because I felt like, oh, everybody's moved on here. Like, my family, the family that I kept missing, like, this whole, all these years, and I haven't seen for a long time. But they're, like, moved on. They started their own life. They were okay. And right. then I was like, I don't belong here anymore. And then I come here, and I'm like, I don't feel like I belong here either. So it was a crazy transition, and for me, the only way to cope with it was the arts.
Mm.
Drawing, acting, dancing, photography, and picking up new things, and just really putting myself out there.
Yeah.
And expressing myself through art, because I couldn't express it with language because I was having a hard time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so crazy. Yeah. As you said, as I was saying, I got here to LA less than a year ago, mm-hmm. and I kind of said, I was like, I'm still trying to figure out my way
yeah.
and stuff. And then you say that story and you're like, oh, I have no reason to, you know,
I tell people, it's like, just put things into perspective. It's not to a lot of people say are like, oh, wow, like, you're doing all these things and stuff like that. And, like, they always tell me, it's like, I wish I was doing this and I wish I was doing that. And I was like, you can. Yeah. And if you want me to put things into perspective, I'll tell you where I was. Right. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't assume that. So
and there's something there of just, there's something there that's very inspiring and motivating of, I think no matter what situation we have, we see other people and we're like, we see people that it looks easier for them. But we often don't look at where we are and how many people that think we have it.
Have it made. Exactly.
That where I was thinking about this earlier about like everyone who's listening to this is living a life that a lot of other people are dreaming of that they can't even imagine living that life.
Exactly.
You know, because you have a phone or a computer that you're listening to this on.
Yeah.
More than
you can, you know. Yeah, you're already living above average just because you have access to the internet, you have access to a phone. And what I've come to realize recently that the internet is just, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I've used it like to my advantage. Like I've taught myself how to juggle from a YouTube video. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I actually started learning how to like whip crack from a YouTube video, or how to, I don't know, like play the piano, or, you know, like all these little things. I use it to my advantage. I've Google tutorials on how to edit photographs, or what's the best lighting, or this or that. And, you know, there's so many resources out there that a lot of people, you know, all you have to do is really search for it.
Yeah. It's waiting. The possibilities are waiting for us. And I talked to Nolani about this, of the Instagram culture.
Oh, yeah.
And how it gets kind of a bad reputation of being this thing that's ruining people's interactions or something.
Right.
And sure, it can.
It can.
If you live in that entire thing. But the other side of that is, you have access to, by like one search thing, you have access to this niche, whatever you're interested in.
Yes.
Now, anywhere in the world, you can be talking to people. And I don't remember if I talked about this when I was talking with her, but I went on Instagram Live, which now pretty much, I think everyone has Instagram Live on their accounts. It was like kind of slowly coming out. I went on Instagram Live on my thing, and I was just like chatting. I was like, "Hey, I'm checking out Instagram Live. What's up, everyone?" You know, there wasn't a lot of viewers. There was like a handful of viewers, but one person from Italy, I think, was like asking me about unicycling and stuff.
Oh, no way!
And I was like, and I didn't know who. I don't even follow them back, I don't think, so I didn't know. They were just like a follower. So I was like, I didn't even know who they are.
Yeah.
They're like, I have a unicycle, but I don't know. And I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like this, like 5 years ago or 10 years ago, I guess, there was no way that we would have ever had that connection.
Cross path at all. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And now we have this opportunity, and I think there's a lot of people who are taking advantage of it. And I think more of us need to take better advantage of it.
Yeah.
And just think about stories like yours of, you know, the challenges really that a lot of people are going through. And challenges can be big or small.
Yeah.
You don't need some like life threatening thing or something. Because sometimes, that's obviously a challenge and that sucks for people that are going through those things. But a lot of times there's like mental challenges that we just have to break through.
Health
that
challenges as well.
And it's like we need to, that feels just as big as our own reality.
Yeah, exactly. And it is, and one of my favorite things that a theater teacher told me when I did like 2 months of college was, he said, perspective is reality. And then I started just like, I don't know why it just stuck with me throughout my entire life. Yeah. And at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, what's my reality? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you say that this is your situation and you can't do anything about it, that's your reality. And that's exactly what it is. If I say this is my situation, I'm going to react differently about it. That's my reality. And this is why it to make some people may seem as if I don't have any challenges, because I choose to look beyond the challenges, yeah. You know what I mean? The bigger picture. And that's my reality. But a lot of people, you know, it's hard for them to really, really see the other perspectives and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's always sometimes, I guess, easier to complain about things and see those negative.
It's a lot easier to complain. Yeah, it's a lot easier to complain and sit there and just be like, well, life is just the way it is. Or instead of saying, well, what can I do about it? You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, and that's, I got introduced to your world through Nolani.
Yeah.
Because, she's great. Actually, how did you guys get linked up?
So through a friend, I tell her this all the time because the way that I met her was at the beginning, and I've said this a couple times through my Instagram, which people might think it's a little annoying, but at the beginning of the year, I made it very clear that I made a post and said, I want to surround myself with people that inspire me, that bring the best out of me, that challenge me, that are constantly, just pushing out there to do great and epic stuff, and that also, you know, again, no excuses and whatever. I was just like, universe, please. Like, I just want to surround myself with these kind of people. And then I was invited to a barbecue through a friend. And she was there. And I remember she was like, oh, I live in Venice Beach. And I was like, oh, man, I would love to live by the beach. And she said, you can. With the most optimistic attitude. It's that easy.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? In my head, I was like, I can. I really can. Okay. And so, they're just stuck with me because their energy was just so strong. And it made me believe that I can do anything. And I was like, I need to surround myself with this person, her energy, and more people like that. And we just started, we realized that we both have interest in travel and adventure and creating stuff. Just basically going out there and taking photos and making videos and showing the world that it is possible. And because of that, we've gone to a couple of adventures. She's linked me up with a lot of people, which is amazing. And I'm getting exactly what I wished for at the beginning of the year. And we've just been hanging out, and it's been great. Just surrounding yourself with those kind of people really, really make a difference in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, my year has been adventures and travel and fun, but also I've put myself out there for them to find me.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm saying yes to invitations and I'm reaching out to people and stuff like that. Something that before I would have been too scared to do, you know what I mean? So it's not just that people are coming to me, it's that I'm making an effort to put myself out there and stuff like that.
Exactly, and I think that's, I've talked about this before, of just building momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes that momentum doesn't need to be work related, really where it's, you have this goal of here, of where you want to go, if it's your work or career or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to work towards that. But there's so many other things, especially in a place like LA, if you live here, or even if you live in a small town, there's things like meetup.com have...
That's where I met the whip cracking people.
Oh, cool. And it's like there's cool things happening that you find crazy people to interesting things that you're interested in.
Yeah.
And all it takes is that. And it's, I understand... probably more, just as much as anyone, how hard it is. There's some meetup groups that I plan on going, and then the night of, I'm like, I got it. I'm gonna have to go there by myself.
Scary. And it's intimidating, right?
The thing that's designed for people to go to alone. But then I still am like, well, but all these people often go, and it's a group, and then I'm gonna have to go. I'm like, I don't know who to.
Yeah.
It's like all these things.
Yeah.
And it's so hard. But then whenever you actually do it, then you're
just
You meet one person, or you meet a whole crew, and then that leads to one thing, and then that leads to another thing. And like you said, you said yes to go to this party.
I was so intimidated because this party was a bunch of professional stunt people, and like they all knew each other, and I only knew the person that invited me. And I kid you not, I debated the whole night. Should I go? Should I not go? Am I gonna make a fool of myself? And you know what? I went, and I am so glad I went. I met so many great people out of there, and it just comes to shows that a little, you know, you just gotta get out there. Even if you're scared, to be honest. Yeah,
and that's, we could go on with that forever. And for me, it's like doing live shows and stuff. I say yes to, I've been on this thing of the same thing, saying yes to. It's like just on this past weekend, there was this benefit show at some downtown thing. And somebody asked me if I wanted to do the show. I was one of the hosts of the show. And I was like, oh, do I really want to do it? Like, you know, I'm not getting paid anything. It's gonna like cost me money to go. Like, and then I'm gonna have to figure out parking in downtown LA.
That's why a lot of people in LA don't go out. It's the parking, the traffic.
Yeah, like a lot of these excuses. But then it's like you go do it, and then you're fine. And that's exactly what happened. I went. I said yes to the show, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't even know how to like.
Yeah.
Is there going to be like a weird door? You come up with these like
you come
crazy
up with
things
excuses. Like
I don't
what
know,
did this happen?
Do I have to like know what button to push on the elevator? Yeah. I don't really have like the contact info for this person that I'm doing it. You come up with all these things. I talked about it before of like when I first started like actually traveling with my show, of like I was like, I have all these bags and I don't know what I'm allowed to bring on the airplane. And then how do I get, once I get off the airplane, how do I get to the car rental place? And there's like, you're sitting home, you're like, oh, I'm not leaving. Yeah. I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
Like where I know how to go to the fridge and make a sandwich.
Exactly.
And then you get forced into it, or you overcome those things in your mind. And then I still, you know, there's airports and I'm like, I don't know where to go. You're just like, I need to get on this shuttle or something and go here, but I don't know how to do that. And then this and this. And I talked about this before, but it's like, you just, sometimes you have to ask somebody, and sometimes those people don't answer you or don't want to answer you. So you find another person. They're like, oh yeah, you need to get on this shuttle.
Yeah.
You need to go to terminal B. And then from there you get on this bus and it takes you to the rental car place, and you get on your rental car place. And even then you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But then you go do it, and then you see a sign, and then you're like, an hour later you're in your rental car and you're going, and you're like, wow.
Why are we so afraid of even asking people for, like, a small thing, like, where's the shuttle?
I'm lost.
Why is it that we're just so afraid to just ask for help?
Yeah, and those things,
even the little minor things. It doesn't seem like it's really. It's really, you know, it's all that. It's people are afraid to seem like useless, I guess.
Right.
I think in some sense I felt that way. Like, oh, I'm asking for help, they're gonna think I'm dumb or useless, or you really can't do that. And that was my fear. And I think that's what I had to overcome when I cross the border and learning a new language, was if I don't ask for something, I'm never gonna get it.
Yeah.
Especially because when I was in seventh grade, everybody where I live spoke Spanish. So me being in 12 and trying to learn a new language, I told them, I was like, stop speaking to me in Spanish. Mm. I want to learn English. So just speak to me in English. Because it will just speak to you in your language. And I remember telling the family around me and my peers and everyone, I was like, don't speak to me in Spanish anymore. I'm trying to learn English. Mm-hmm. At 12. I was 12 years old. And after that, it was just a simple just ask, like, please help me. Like, I'm trying to better myself. Even if I seem stupid, if I mess up, like, that's how I'm going to improve. And I think this is why it started off with that. And then I started taking speech classes and articulation. And then little things like that where I was like, I know it's not my first language, but I'm trying. You know what I mean? And I think that's when it started, when I was like, it's okay to ask for help. Your weakness is somebody's strength, but their weakness is probably your strength. You know what I mean? So we all have things here and there that we can help each other.
And yeah.
So, yeah. It's one of those things.
Yeah, and to relate it back, I know people listening are in this world of, I think it's a big struggle with people to get out and do stuff. And again, mm-hmm. not again, I just said about how Instagram and the internet is a great thing, but it can turn into a thing of where you can become pretty happy sitting home.
Oh, yeah.
And living through that.
And living through, like, people's lives.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, they're having a great day, and I'm just on the couch.
And then you're like, you get like a boost of like, oh, this is awesome, but then you need more and more and more. So, and I think that's what is, again, going back to talking with Nolani and then getting into your world. Mm-hmm. And same thing as you said last year, well, this was last year that you said mm-hmm. you made that declaration to get out there and...
Yeah.
Okay.
It was literally, I don't know why I like the beginning of a new year, the beginning of a new week, anything that just like, fresh starts.
Yeah.
I love fresh starts. So 2016 was the year that I declare. this is silly. I read a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Mm. So it was basically just decluttering your life, like your things that you own. People, you know what I mean? And I did. And it took like a whole month of January. And I told myself, I was like, I'm making a conscious decision of getting myself out there to people that inspire me. Because again, I was on Instagram and I saw all these people that I was like, wow, I wish I could be their friends.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, they're so cool. Oh my God, they're living the life that I want. And I was like sitting in my ass, just like wishing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was so afraid to approach anybody that I seem was unreachable.
Yeah.
So sometimes it feels like they're so far away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I put it out there and I started doing more of what I love to do. Mm-hmm. I started taking more photos. I was traveling more. I was getting myself out there and these people doing what I love. You know what I mean? I wasn't putting myself in situations that I was uncomfortable. And then I started meeting people here and there. And Instagram is a great thing because there's like the instant meets.
Yeah.
And I met so many great photographers through that are also through Instagram, like, that I would have not known in another different way. But, I made that declaration at the beginning of the year, and because of it, I've really, my life overall has improved.
Yeah.
'Cause when you have people that are surrounding you and telling you you can do it, mm-hmm. you are capable of doing it, you have it in you to do it, then you do believe it, and you just become this force of nature. You just want to take over the world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it feels nice, and it's, that's...
Yeah, and the power of that, the collaboration
mm-hmm.
Mindset of just even talking to someone, and again, I'll go back to this of, like, we were talking about the podcast, and mm-hmm. Talking about the podcast with other people, of you have... this ability, when you connect with another person mm-hmm. and you see that what they've been doing, and then you realize that they're maybe looking at you being like, oh, but you doing this, and you're like, oh, I thought you were at this level, but again, going back to that thing of you're always mm-hmm. living this life that other people are possibly dreaming of.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh man, it kind of like can kick you in the ass and be like, oh, I have everything I need.
Yeah.
Of these, you know, go back to Instagram, you know, I kind of transitioned to post less about my juggling show and more about, like, getting out there and doing cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see more engagement and more stuff happening. And then before, I was, like, seeing, oh, this person's, like, out hiking and they took a photograph that I could have taken.
Yeah.
And they have 300 likes on their photo. You know, not that the likes matter, but it's a, you know, it's a thing that, you know, mm-hmm. is a reality that we see that. And we're like, oh, I want more. Like, I want to have a bigger reach of everything we're doing. There's nothing wrong with that. For people, again, people that are like, oh, it's life's about more than the photo. But that's a part of, you know, it's a part of, like, you know, making the memories
yeah.
last. So I find nothing wrong with people that want to take selfies or
want to be
talking to the camera vlogging or something, yeah. like doing a point where I like still live, but the balance of it. But anyway, you just start doing stuff. I started going out and like forcing myself to take more photos yeah. and go out and actually go do something instead of look at these things. And now I'm seeing like, oh, wow, I've never gotten, again, not that this is the thing, but I've never gotten 200 likes before yeah. on a photo. Now I'm getting 200 likes on a photo. Yeah. It's like, now I'm that
it's
person
like
because I
yeah.
just did it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
whatever it is, again, I don't want to think that like getting likes on Instagram are important, but whatever it is.
But it just, it's kind of one of those things that like, it feels nice because it comes from the heart, you know what
yeah.
I mean? It's something that you're like, oh, I went out there and I met people and like people are really responding to it and they feel inspired by it. And for me, that's like the source of inspiration when somebody tells me, I'm like, this is amazing. Like, I want to go out there now. And I'm like, hell yeah, go out there.
Yeah.
Like, the world is such a huge place and like there's so much to see. And as soon as you do that, you're going to start becoming your own superhero, you know what I mean? And likes is not important. It's just, for me, it's like those messages that say, like, this is awesome. Like,
yeah.
I'm really inspired by it. But yeah, and every time I post something, I want to post something that was genuine to me at the moment,
mm-hmm.
not trying to be like, oh, look at me, I'm doing all these great stuff. And it's
yeah.
more of a, oh, man, this was such a great memory, and I want to share it with the world.
Yeah.
Type of. And I did feel the way that the photo looks. I try to really connect that. Like,
yeah.
how was I feeling in that moment, and how does the picture portray me, you know what I mean? Does
yeah.
it, like, it has to be connected.
Right.
And those are the ones that get the best response, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what connects with people. Now, going back to getting out there and doing stuff,
mm-hmm.
going on adventures and stuff, let's get into, like, some specifics. Do you have now, so let's do within this year.
Yeah.
Since you started getting out and doing stuff, do you have one or two standout moments that, and to tie it all in, something that you maybe always wanted to do or you imagined yourself doing, but because you made this thing this year and forced yourself to take those steps, that, like, something amazing happened this year that otherwise wouldn't have?
Oh, man. I've had such a great year traveling-wise, and a lot of it has to do with work because of my work allows me to travel.
Yeah.
But the trips that I made on my own for fun were Yosemite. We camped two nights in Yosemite with three of my closest friends, and just seeing how big Yosemite was, and it's one of those things that I kept seeing on Instagram. I was like,
yeah,
oh, like the mountains, this is like so beautiful, and I want to go one day, and it's just great. And then just actually being there after seeing so many photos of Yosemite,
yeah,
and myself capturing Yosemite was amazing. Just there wasn't a lot of hiking, it was just a lot of like, holy crap, this
yeah.
view is incredible. And for me, that was one of the my favorite trips. And the other trip was with Nohalani. Was we lived in a boat for a weekend and we went to Catalina Island with, actually, like, she had like mutual friends through Facebook with this person that we were going with, but they had never met in person.
Oh.
And she was like, hey, you want to come on a, like, literally last minute, she was like, you want to come to Catalina Island and, you know, sleep in a boat? And I was like, yeah. And so we were both, like, that night, we were sleeping in Long Beach, and we're like, can you believe this? And we're like, yeah, man, this is weird. And then in the morning, we took off in a boat, and it was a beautiful yacht, and, like, we took to Catalina Island, and we ended up doing all these crazy adventurous stuff there with people that also had the same
yeah.
passion. And I mean, we were like we were taking a golf cart and like racing through the mountains, and we were flying drones in the middle of the ocean, and we were at the arcade, and we even karaoke. Like one night we went up there in front of a huge crowd and we were singing karaoke, and that whole time my phone was dead.
Yeah.
And I realized how much I got done and how good it felt to just get myself out of like the whole have to capture this moment.
Yeah.
And actually live it. And to me, it's like it lives in my head. It's one of the, every time I think about it, I'm like, whoa, that was such a great weekend. And it was so spontaneous. And again, we took a little jump of like, we don't know these people personally, but they turn out to be incredible people.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's in your heart, like, you know it. It's your intuition, you know what I mean? And you trust it and you go with it and it turns out for the better.
Yeah.
And those two trips, and I mean, I've had like a lot of really awesome trips throughout the year, but those two trips really stood out to me. Cool. It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. That Yosemite is, I haven't been yet, and I'm in the same, I'm in the moment before you went.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see all these people. I'm like, I gotta go. I want to go. Yeah. I want to do it. And that's,
you just gotta do it.
That's like very high up on my list of things I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like a couple days. I want to make sure I have like enough time when I go. I don't want to go for like a night or something. Mm-hmm. I want to like spend a few days. So that's my thing for this year. That'll be the beginning of the year. I'll make it and I'll go.
It's snowing right now, I bet. So
it's
really beautiful.
Yeah. It would look awesome. Everything. Now after this year of kind of coming into this new thing of exploring and experiencing all these amazing things, if you could go back to now knowing what you know now, if you could go back, say, a little more than a year ago, maybe a couple years ago, and tell yourself something that you of what you know now, what would you tell yourself? And not in like a regret way, like, oh, you know, I don't think that's a good thing of thinking, oh, I wish I would have done this differently. But if you could just like send a nugget of knowledge back that you've gained.
Let's see.
It's a weird question, but I think it's interesting.
I would tell myself that I can, I'm trying to like find the words for it.
You can think it out loud if you want.
Let's see. I can be like those people I look up to. I can surround myself that they're not necessarily better than me, and that that we're all both. So like coming into the whole, like I was intimidated with reaching out to people that I thought were these superhero humans.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of doubting my own ability to kind of be like level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's going back. I know exactly what you're saying, and it's the same. I have these moments, I guess I was telling to Sean earlier. People are starting to, it's funny what people are, it was a whole different thing, but what people are recognizing me for is like not the videos that I post or like even my live show. It's actually this podcast.
Yeah.
Because this is just something that's connecting with people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've seen so many people, especially entertainers and performers, that people think have it all figured out and are super confident and like know all this stuff are actually, we don't know what the heck we're doing.
We're all trying to figure it out. And that's what the thing is. It's like, oh, they have it figured out. They have this.
Yeah.
And I'm here going in like a little kid and like, well, I'm not like doing all these great, great stuff. But then to other people, you are doing all these great stuff, which is weird.
Yeah.
It's like believing, seeing yourself as that superhero, you know, person.
Yeah.
And saying, you know what? I can hang with these people. I can.
And just realizing that everyone else feels exactly like you. They don't know what the heck they're doing. I was talking to somebody else who's, like, going to some auditions and stuff for acting and things. And he was just like, he went in there. Like, you don't know what, you know, it's like, I don't really know what to do. And then he went in, he was like, everyone here that's auditioning is, like, kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, like, there, you know, a lot of times there are, like, people who just, like, show up and, like, yeah, I'm gonna go to Hollywood, but then, like, they're not taking it serious or just, like, out here partying or something, and then they just, like, show up, like, not prepared for it, and you're, like, you realize, and that's, like, a thing that probably isn't relatable to a whole lot of people, like, going to auditions, but, like, in general, like, whatever it is you're doing, like, the other people probably don't know what they're doing, or they're not taking it seriously, so, like, just showing up and being serious about it and, like, caring,
you
pretty much won, like, the lottery.
You're 10%. Yeah. And that also is one of the things when I don't know, when I started, because I do auditions, and then you always kind of go in there and you're like, oh, these people are look so prepared and they look so ready. But then I think about it, I was like, okay, who here is actually taking classes? Who here, like, you know, actually memorized? Maybe some of these people are just like, whatever. So like, they just went in there and just trying to do it. But anyways, it doesn't matter, because I was like, well, instead of focusing about them, I'm just going to focus, am I prepared? Am I, how confident do I feel? Am I taking this serious? Like, and it makes all the difference with anything that you do, really. Because you can walk in anywhere and think, these people have it figured out.
Yeah.
And what am I doing with my life, right? And then you, if you're like, maybe if you're able to tap into their brains, they're like, well, that person looks like they got figured out. You know what I mean? So you just never know. And you just got to be confident in yourself that you have it figured out. Well, kind of.
Yeah, and I think if you're thinking these thoughts of, if we're this deep into the thoughts of it, we're probably better off than half of the people who are just mindlessly go, like, anyone listening to this at this point in this thing is, like, deep enough into caring about, since we've talked about all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that's so important to realize that we are so much better off than what we see ourselves.
Yeah.
And it goes, I think it keeps going back to that. That's kind of the theme of all of this stuff is like, we are almost always at a higher level than we see ourselves at.
Yeah.
And in whatever it is, whether it's, you know, if you think your hair or something, you know, whatever level that is, like, of like mental things, or like even just something like you have something about, like, your jeans fit weird or something, and you go outside,
you're like,
I feel really uncomfortable because, like, my jeans are too like, it's like a thing that's not quite right, and then somebody else is like, hey, I'm like, those are great jeans, like, where'd you get them? You're like, oh, like,
seriously?
I just went through the whole day feeling like crap, and now some, you know, everyone's like, those are awesome jeans.
Yeah.
And no one thought those jeans fit weird, but, like, all the people, if someone said it, there's a lot more people that thought it that didn't say anything. I'm like, that's like it's your jeans, but there's so many of that.
Yeah. So many in different areas of your life where you're just like, well, this doesn't feel right, but to the other person, they're like, yeah, that's great. You're like, what? Okay. Why am I overthinking this?
So, moving on into the new year, when people are listening to this, it will be in the new year. What's now moving forward? I feel like you had a big step this past year. When it comes down to it, that was a mental change. You decided to do these things, and then and then it takes a lot of action. You can't. There was that interview with Jim Carrey, I think with Oprah or something, how he used to go sit on Mulholland Drive, and he would go up there in the middle of the night, and he would sit up there, you know, where you see the you know, you see Los Angeles, you know, the whole area, and he was talking about how he would just imagine him being a big star and being successful and all the things that he wanted to accomplish. And then she was like, but then you went out and did stuff. You know, he's doing stand-up comedy, and he was doing auditions and all this stuff. And there's, like, a great line where he laughs. He's like, yeah, you can't just imagine things and then go eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
You gotta go, like, so there's that balance. There's a mental thing that I think is where a lot of our challenges start in our mind. But then the other side of it is a physical thing, like, you gotta go do it. Even if it's not something big, like, maybe that means just going outside and going for a walk around the block instead of sitting thinking about things, or go for a jog around the block, or whatever you are able to do. Like, go do do 10 push-ups every half hour.
Yeah.
When you're just, like, by physically going out and doing something. That's what I think, going back to the other thing of, like, building momentum.
Yeah.
We pick up just momentum in general.
Mm-hmm.
And we're picking up all these different things. Yeah. Some of them may be useless. Some of them may be really useful. But we have that now in our toolkit of whatever it is. Like of a another grand thing. But I wanted to say, going back into that, you made this mental change.
Yeah.
And then you actually did stuff. Then you went out. You said you're going to do it, but then you actually show up at the party. You actually go drive to Yosemite. You go do all these camping trips. So that was, you know, you have this momentum building now.
And knowing that you know, you think at the moment it's like is anything, like you don't know whether things are gonna, whether whatever you do is gonna lead to anything, right?
Yeah.
Like the future is unknown. So you're doing all these things, but you have to have a very clear image in your head that, okay, something good's going to come out of it. Because if you're doing these things and you're saying, well, you know, I might not get anything out of it, then you're already setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Right? So knowing, going back and seeing how I made that conscious decision in the morning and how everything just kind of was connected to each other, and even it just led me to where I am today, and I'm like, okay, so I thought it, I spoke about it, I did it, and now I'm here. Like, okay, so if that actually, if I can do that with some, like a new goal, I'm with a new perspective, then I can say, okay, well, now this is my next thing that I want to get out of, and what do I need to do? And because I know it works.
Yeah.
I just know it works. You know what I mean? You might not know it at the moment, but from the other from this year, just seeing how it turned out, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. So, for just knowing that, then I'm like really excited for 2017.
Yeah.
I really am. I don't know exactly what I...
Yeah.
I have an idea of what I want to do for 2017, and going back with the whole surrounding myself, obviously I want to keep surrounding myself with those people. It's not like, okay, I did it this year, then I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
I want to keep doing that. But something that I haven't given it my 100% is focusing on going back to, like, acting, because I had a job that allowed me to travel, wasn't focusing my energy in acting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's been my passion since I was in high school, you know? And so now, because of the job that allowed me to kind of step back and be like, financially, you can take a break from this job and really focus your energy on going to those auditions,
mm-hmm.
and submitting yourself every day and maybe producing some short films or writing or directing. And now I've given myself that. I thought about it and I wished it. Now it's time to actually do it.
Yeah.
So for 2017, the goal is to do it.
Yeah.
Even if it's scary, because you're like, like money, it's like, what if nothing comes out of it, or I'm not able to support myself because of it. But you just gotta take that leap. And because I took that leap the beginning of the year, I believe that it's gonna be worth it.
Yeah, and it's great. I think there's a lot of people who think about and hear about taking that leap, but it is scary, and then a lot of people don't ever do it, and then they don't get to realize that it works.
Yeah.
And some things fail. Most of the things that I do don't work.
Totally. The year did not start off with, like, great. I had all these social, like, interactions with people, and everybody was my friend. Of course not. Like, there were some times where it was like, oh, that was a really uncomfortable situation. But then you learn what you don't like.
Yeah.
Which is also great, right?
Yeah.
You learn that that's not the type of people you want to surround yourself, or that's not the type of things that you enjoy. So it's good to just go out there, even if you know you're going to fail. I've heard somewhere that every time you fail, whether your mind knows it or not, it gets bigger.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, well, at least my brain is growing, right?
Yeah, and, you, and then if you acknowledge that you actually learned something from it instead of just being bummed out and then, like, thinking about it, then you're leading that to more. You're like, okay, cool, that didn't work, so I'll either try it again or try something different about it.
And of course, yeah.
It's like with anything, you know, anything that people are out there doing or creating or making, you know, a podcast or my friend Alex Clark always comes up in the podcast because a lot of people know him. And he has a great story of making YouTube videos, and he started off making YouTube cartoons and years ago. And he got, like, a couple of them clicked and got, like, you know, big views. And now he's just coming up on 500,000 subscribers on YouTube, and it's, like,
amazing.
That's, like, becoming his job now, and... I talk to him a lot, and he's like, post a video. Like, I'm like, I need more subscribers. He's like, did you post a video today? And you're like, well, no. And then it's like going back to the, you wish you had this thing, but and you can think about stuff all day. And, like, ideas are great, but no one cares about it. Everyone has ideas now. And now more and more people are acting on them because it's easier to create your ideas now. And every day that passes...
And
you
a lot
can
of people
make
are
something.
Scared because
you don't
you're
need
like,
a studio.
Yeah.
You don't. You need a. You barely need a laptop.
Just need
to do anything.
Motivated
you need
people.
A phone.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh my God. Yeah. Your phone. You can edit on your phone. You can shoot it on your phone. You can post it with your phone. So you're.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a phone, you can literally just make any video you want.
Yes. So again, if people are listening to this podcast, you probably have an iPhone or at least a laptop.
Yeah.
So there's no excuses.
Definitely. But yeah, it's scary putting yourself out there, especially when it's something that really matters to you. And it's happened a couple times where something that I work really hard on and I really believed in, and I posted it on Facebook, and I was like, oh man, like, it took me so much work to do, and I really love this, and, like, I'm happy, and then I put it out there, and, like, it gets no interaction, no engagement, no response for anyone, and then you're just like, aw, like, it really mattered to me, and, but you just gotta, even when that happens, you just gotta, I always think of how happy was I when I was editing that, or how excited when I watched it like 300 times. It made me happy. So even if a lot of people are not seeing it, you just got to put it out there. And I hear a lot about that with YouTubers and stuff like that, where they're like, just keep posting.
Yeah.
Just keep putting something out there and people will eventually just...
Right. There's gonna be one, and that's what Alex told me. He was, I was like, I just don't feel like the time, the days of work that go into a video, then it gets 150 views or less. You know, it's a, you know, 30 views or something. And he's like, what? But one of them's gonna get a million views. You're not gonna know which one. It's gonna be for some weird reason. And, like, so make them all good.
Yeah.
And just keep making stuff. So I think we've created a nice bubble of a theme here of moving forward and making things happen, not only thinking about them, but
and
actually creating them and taking that step. And again, the same thing of, like, you do something and it probably isn't going to work. So then you... tweak it a little bit and do something a little bit different. You do it in a different way or a way that works. To wrap things all up into a whole thing for people listening, what do you have to tell them? I like to end on this little takeaway thing. A lot of this stuff we've already talked about, but somebody who's coming into this thing, they're feeling like, oh, I see other people on Instagram doing it. I want to be there. What do you say to those people to make it happen?
If it's in your heart and it's something that's itching to come out, just do it. Honestly, I don't want to sound like a Nike
Shia
LaBeouf. Just do it. But it literally just... Wait, hold on. There was a movie. Was it... when they were like, if you think about it, just count to three and just do it. Something like that. You know what I mean? That concept of, like... Okay, you're thinking about it too much, not do it.
Yeah.
Like, jump. Take the jump.
Yeah.
Like, when you go bungee jumping, like, they don't let you think about it.
Right.
They literally go, one, two, jump, and then you just have to jump.
Yeah.
So, in that aspect, like just thinking about it, if you were to bungee jump into your actions and your lifestyle, whatever you want to take it on to, don't think about it, just do it. If it feels right, just do it.
Yeah. Cool. That's great. I think that's a great spot to end. And so whatever we're thinking about, make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And where can people find you if they want to find more about what you're up to?
I post on Instagram. So my username is at it's KB, ITSKAAYBE.
And that is the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening, tuning in, wherever you are listening, on the podcast app, on iTunes, on Stitcher, wherever. Please go click the subscribe button if you enjoy the show. That will allow you to get access to all the future recordings and interviews, and that helps us out a lot in our rankings. And also leave a comment or rating or review wherever you are listening. Let us know what you think. That helps us tremendously. And again, if you do enjoy this show and want to help make it possible to continue to keep happening, we need your help. We really do need your help to make this happen. The podcast costs money for files and hosting. It takes a lot of my time, and I love doing it for you. But we need to help financially make this happen, and you can help. Head over to patreon.com/betweendreams and you can contribute to the show. You can contribute something like $1 per episode would be amazing. For about the cost of a cup of coffee, you can bring this show back to you. It'll help us get better audio gear, get better guests, and more amazing things. I know this show has been inspiring and motivating people because I know it's been inspiring and motivating me. I want to keep doing it. But like I said, we need your help. So help us out. Do it. Head over to patreon.com/betweendreams and give us some money so that we can make this show keep happening and keep getting better and better. I've just been blown away with the guests that have been joining, and I want to keep doing this because it's so great. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks, Karen, for joining, and I will see you guys next week. Goodbye.